just past 4 o'clock with Gary Lockwood. The KJR Money Mystery is worth $220 this hour.
KJR Seattle.
KJR 407. Time now for Gary Lockwood's highly acclaimed new feature, Police Blotter.
This is the city, Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Tuesday, October 17th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Roger. My name's Captain Lockjack. Hello, Sarge.
Howdy, Cap.
Well, let's check the police blotter and see what kind of caseload we have today.
New York City.
Yeah?
A three-day international security conference recently held in a Manhattan hotel there.
Yeah?
And among the crime-fighting products unveiled, the new stuff, is one that really ought to cut down on the shoplifting.
What's that?
Now, this thing is absolutely ingenious. They got a department store mannequin that sells for $2,900 that has a hidden camera built in to catch shoplifters.
No kidding. Hey,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
And curb thefts by store employees. We all know that happens once in a while.
Yeah, well, where do they put the camera?
Well, I was about to get to that.
In the eyes, imagine.
Closed-circuit TV camera is built into the mannequin's torso, and the camera lens is in, as you said, the mannequin's eyeballs.
Ah,
what do you think about that?
That's pretty tricky.
And there's, of course, several options you can purchase for even more effective crime control.
Yeah.
$300 buys you a loudspeaker for the Naval. It screams at the shoplifters the command, get your filthy hands off that stuff, turkey, or we'll bust your grubby little fingers. And, of course, an extra $800 buys a remote-controlled gun. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
The mannequin actually shoots a gun?
Guaranteed to cripple a fleeing shoplifter. Police blotter salutes this far-thinking technology.
I'd like to buy one of these for my house.
I knew you would.
Thing is almost human.
Well, of course.
I'm so lonely.
Yes, that's right.
You can. Gee, it talks to you and everything, huh?
Yeah, sure.
You'd have a family quarrel with it and it can shoot you.
That's right. That's right. Never thought about that. Get into an argument and blows your way.
You can train it to give you a massage.
Well, you betcha. I don't have anything else.
Well, that is an unusual story.
Ain't it though?
Let's see what else we have. Police blotter today. Here's a strange case out of Canada. Fergus, Ontario. You know where that's at?
No.
71-year-old Albert Ball has been arrested and charged with stealing 9 pints of frozen bull semen. Well, that kind of a strange theft. Ball explained he was a farmer who raised cattle for a living and said, quote, I'm not what you call kinky. Oh, God. Here's another strange case out of New York City, a strange case of a mugging. In New York City, a lot of that.
It couldn't be any stranger than that thing.
Anyway, New York City, mugging. Martin Ortez picked the wrong lady to mug the New York subway.
Oh, yeah?
The woman smashed him twice in the face with her fist. And when Ortez fell on the floor, the 200-pound woman sat on his head. But that ain't the strangest part.
I don't want to hear the strangest part.
Ortez got mad, and when a police officer arrived to arrest him, he threw his glass eye at him. That's about all the time we have for today. Be listening again for more exciting true life cases on Gary Lockwood's highly acclaimed...
This is disgusting.
Holy splatter!
Travel fever gets to us all.
Just follow the 152nd Street searchlight to Mr. Otto's front door.
Episode number 20 in the KJR Money Mystery, worth $220, is coming up this hour. We'll be announcing a name in about 5 minutes. First, though, let's check on traffic. Here's our girl down at AAA, Debbie Deutsch. Hi, Deb.
Well, how you doing? I'm so glad there's a couple of commercials before I have to go on. I'd never make it myself. These guys have certainly topped yourselves today. Here we have an injury accident in the 9800 block.